sat on a bench and shrank her vision to take in only the bird's oily plumes, patches of grass, miniature islands of mud. She blocked her ears and the sounds of the city faded away. Now all she could hear was the shrill cries of birds. Then someone blocked her view. A young man with large, thick glasses in black rims, dark hair and skin. "You okay?" She dropped her hands from her ears. Back home, she'd taken for someone to get away from pronto. A gypsy, perhaps. But here, people were different. Here, no one asked what you did or where you came from. "I'm fine." She got up and headed back towards the station. The young man walked next to her, nonchalantly swinging a nearly empty plastic bag, his trousers flopping around his legs, hood hanging between his shoulders like a creased flag, and in his half-laced trainers, his toes turning comically outwards. "You live around here?" "No, I'm on my way to uni. I just wanted to look around." "Cool," he said, and together they glanced back over the water, the outdoor equipment sports shop stretching one whole length of the reservoir and the tall crane behind, barely visible in the morning haze. They reached the building made to look like a ship. "Can I invite you for a coffee?" The young man pushed up his specs. Like everything else on him, they seemed too big. She checked the time and was amazed that it had moved on so fast. Once the morning lecture started, they didn't let anyone in. She extended her hand. "I'm Eva. And just to make everything clear, I live with my boyfriend, Peter." She'd never skipped a lecture before, not even once. And now this hand in hers felt unfamiliar and cold. "Piyush," said the man. "Wow," she said. She liked saying wow. It felt like fizz on her lips. "It's just that in Polish you call Peter Piotrek or Piotrusz, and Piyush, Piotrusz, sounds almost the same." "In Hindi, Piyush means nectar," said the young man. "And your boyfriend's name, does it mean anything?" "Rock," she said, in Latin, not in Polish. "As in rock and roll," he suggestively twisted his hips, "or as in," he put on a baritone, "here's my rock." "As in a mineral." He smiled, and she noticed how white his teeth were, whiter than hers or Piotrek's, white as the snow she used to put in her mouth to suck back home. While behind his specs, his eyes were so dark that his pupils blended with the rest. In the cafeteria, they sipped cappuccinos. Piyush paid nearly £4, and she felt a little guilty. She and Piotrek never ate out. They got their thermos flasks and sandwiches ready the night before.